This is the second interview by Heather Campbell with Major James Jeffrey Costello on the 16th of November, 2008, at his home in Victoria. Okay, so we're on again.
Good.
Okay, so just going off of what we talked a little bit about last time, I remember that you mentioned your cadet training.
Yes.
Yep, and that you attended summer camps while in cadet training.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you could tell me a little bit about how those were. What did you do? That sort of thing.
Most boys' schools in England, particularly what we call the public school, which in Canada you would call a private school, practically all of them had what is called the OTC, Officer Training Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And they all arranged for the boys to go to these OTC camps at the end of the summer term. The summer camps were run by the Army, by the British Army,
mm-hmm.
And they were held in various parts of England, but mainly some were in the north, some were in the Midlands, and some down in Aldershot and that sort of area. At these camps, there could be as many as 2,000 to 3,000 boys. It was really quite a big setup.
Mm-hmm.
The training went on for 2 weeks. It was all field training. We were out in the open air most of the time. We lived in tents. But it was rather fun. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. And that was a substantial part of your cadet training?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then moving a little bit later on to after you joined the Army in 1939.
Yes.
Was there any training done with the other Allied troops that the British Army did with them at the same time in the same camp sort of thing? Or was
not that I'm aware of at that time.
You didn't do any of that?
No.
Okay. And then the 1st Airborne Division wasn't formed until later on in the war.
It was formed in 1942.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if it was your decision to join that, or if you were
No, it wasn't my decision. It's the whole of my unit, which in those days I was in the Border Regiment,
mm-hmm.
was all transferred, the whole battalion, en bloc,
mm-hmm.
to the 1st Airborne Division.
Okay, so, yeah.
So it wasn't my choice at the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what was it like jumping out of the plane for the first time?
Well, in England, the parachute training, your first jump was done from a balloon with a basket underneath, and they took you up to about 700, 800 feet, and you jumped out of the basket. Really quite frightening. You did... Normally, in training, you did 2 jumps out of a basket. Then you did 1 or 2 jumps out of an aeroplane with a hole underneath in the middle. Then you did a couple of night jumps. And then you did a jump out of a plane with the door at the side. So you jumped out of the side of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Altogether, about 7 jumps in your training.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Okay, and which type of jumps did you do when you were in Arnhem? Was it out of the hole in the bottom of the plane?
No, out of the door at the side of a Dakota aircraft.
Okay. And then in Sicily you glided, right?
In a glider, yeah.
Yeah. Was there much difference between parachuting and gliding?
Oh, tremendous difference. A glider, you had no control of anything. You were in an aeroplane or whatever the pilot decided to do, you had to do. Mm-hmm. I think a glider was very much more dangerous than jumping out of an aircraft. Jumping out of an aircraft, the chances of anything going wrong were very remote, really. But in a glider, you were in the hands of the pilot of the glider, really. Mm-hmm. You had no control.
Okay. So there's several people in the glider with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When we went to Sicily, there were a total of 14 in the glider.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then after, when you were dropped in Arnhem, you were in the middle of, you didn't have any connection with Allied troops on the outside. You were right in the middle of the...
That's right.
Yep. Were there any special procedures you were given to follow if you were captured by the Germans at all?
No. It was normal training that if you had ever taken prisoner, you were allowed to give your regimental number and your name, and that's all. Mm-hmm. And most people abided by that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just stuck to that because we didn't want to give any information to the enemy.
Yeah. Okay. And then I think I just have two more here. When you, after you landed in Arnhem and you'd done the first bit of fighting and you were actually in the city, and you mentioned you were going house to house fighting, it wasn't sort of open fighting.
Yep.
Did you have much training for that, or is there like a certain method you go about fighting?
Oh, yes, we certainly had training for house to house fighting. Mm-hmm. Oh, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a very pleasant business.
Yeah.
But yes, we had training for it, very much so.
And what was the method you sort of followed when you went house to house?
Well, it's difficult to explain, really, but the idea was that, if possible, if it was two stories high, then you threw a grenade into the top window. And as a grenade exploded, then you went in the door at the bottom, hoping that anybody that was inside had been killed.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing, you see.
Okay. And so did you... Were there heavier casualties in that type of fighting, do you think?
Heavier casualties? Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of sneaking around corners, I guess?
That's right. Yeah, it was unpleasant.
Mm-hmm. And then, so this kind of a more modern aspect, sort of many people from generations since World War II,
yeah,
use words such as heroic and sacrifice and those sort of things to describe the actions of the men fighting over there. And I just wondered what your opinion on that was and sort of how you want your actions over there to be remembered.
Well, let me think. I think the word heroic is a little bit extravagant. Yes, I would like to be remembered for what we tried to do. I think in the case of the 1st Airborne Division, the majority of us were volunteers. We volunteered to be there. And for that reason, they were a pretty good bunch of chaps. They were all kind of gung-ho, you know, to get on with it. I would like to be remembered, yes, for what we did. But I think the word heroic is a little bit extravagant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right. And then sort of, what's the first thing that pops to mind when you think back on that time? Sort of something, I guess, a feeling or a...
Well, I think the main thing is that I'm really amazed that I'm still here. Because we went through some very, very difficult times. And I was probably very lucky to get away with the way I did.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's everything that I have here, unless there's anything else you want to add.
No, I don't think so.
No, you're all right? Okay.